questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. The pleasure is all mine. The question today is unfortunately a saying that we are starting to hear more and more and more of in our society. And for Muslims who live in developed countries, they hear this a lot. And even in our own Islamic countries, which we think are still fundamentally tied to Islam, this is a huge and growing issue. And so what is it that we normally hear? What is it that we sometimes may hear? Well, let me read it to you. One such saying of a person. This person says that the hijab does not matter at all. What matters is that your heart is pure. And they go on to say that many bad-mannered women wear the hijab. So there's no reason to wear the hijab. It's just a piece of cloth. Right, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for raising this beautiful question. Of course, as you said, it is one of the questions that frequently asked by different people. And the points here about one of the misconceptions that is, as I said, prevailing among some people. They think that if you have pure heart, it is enough for you and no more action is needed in order to become, for example, a servant of Allah and become Abdul Saleh, righteous servant.
We've heard this excuse many times. No need to pray, no need to do fasting and all of that charity. No, it is your heart.
Yes.
Just dance around and then...
Yeah. You're right. It's frequently asked question, but the answer to this question is exactly vice versa. Because if you go to the narrations and to the verses of Noble Quran, you find what is matter is your righteous action. Okay?
Righteous actions.
Righteous action and behavior that you have, which we call it Amalus Salih, is the most important and it gives the privilege for a person. Not only pure heart, of course, pure heart is needed. It is very nice. You need to have pure intention.
What is meant by pure? Is it a sincerity, a niyyah, a good niyyah?
In Farsi culture, when we say pure heart, yes.
So ikhlas, actually sincerity.
You kind of do not have evil intention towards people.
Okay.
Especially referring to this point, you do not have. You should not bother any person.
So you're a kind person.
Kind person.
Kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
This matter. Of course, it has some roots in our culture. But anyway, these are important. All of them, they are factor for the religion. You should have pure heart. You should not bother and cause trouble for people. All of them, right? But the most important thing, actually, which embrace all of that is al-amal as-salih. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat. Those people who are faithful and to have righteous action.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
In many narrations from Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wasalam, they say that there is no relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ بَيْنَ اللَّهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ غَرَابَةِ. Even we as Ahlul Bayt, it means that there is no relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even we as Ahlul Bayt, if, supposedly speaking, if we practice or commit sin, we go to hell. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only looking at your, action, looking at your treatment.
So the meaning is that, for example, just to again paint this in a worldly situation so we can understand it. For example, you are a student in a school and your father, he is perhaps the principal, right? And you make a mistake, you should be punished for it. But because your father is the principal, he doesn't punish you for it, right? So a kind of a nepotism.
Yes.
But this verse says, no, there's no such relationship with God. It is only your actions that matters.
only your action. There is no nepotism, as you mentioned. Only the action is matters. Of course, this action, part of it is, you know, for example, the beginning of that is your impure intention and many other elements beside that. But generally speaking, yes, what matters is your action. Let me share one verse of Noble Quran. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who created the death and life? Who created, in other verses, we have the heavens and earth.
Right.
In order to test you and in order to, of course, become clear which person is best action and
yes,
best
actions. Yes, amala, the action. So it isn't just about having a pure heart. It's the actions.
Of course. In many other, I can share it with you, my
Please
dear
do.
Listeners, talking about this verse. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. These days are frequently passing among you in order for Allah to know. Of course, we explained what يَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ means, that whatever Allah knows to be, you know, implemented.
Right.
In order to become clear that which of you are faithful, and Allah takes some witnesses among you, and Allah does not like the transgressor. You see, at the end of the verse.
Again, a transgressor. So by understanding what a transgressor is, dear Sheikh, again, you reach the same conclusion. A transgressor is what exactly, dear Sheikh, just for our listeners to understand?
Yes. The transgressor means that person is not a righteous servant of Allah and he has a lot of shortcoming in his or her actions.
In actions. Again, actions and deeds.
Yes, of course. You see, it is very clear if you look at the verses of Noble Quran and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt and many other, you know, even rationally speaking, you understand that the only, you know, merely pure heart is not enough for a person to be a nice person and to be considered to be a, you know, righteous person.
That's a very good point, because we have many people who are perhaps ill-mannered, they behave in bad ways, but their intentions are pure. Their hearts are pure, they say themselves.
Actually, I personally believe that this is impossible. Because
yes,
if you have pure heart, from pure heart what stems from that is pure action.
Exactly.
If you do not have pure, if you have evil action, it is the indication that your heart is not pure.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly, yeah.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
About the other point that the questioner asked about the, of course, it was a false accusation for those sisters who observed the hijab.
Yes.
I've seen many people who observe the hijab and they practice hijab, but in their heart, they have very good and sense of humor with people, they are respectful.
Yes,
you know,
dear Sheikh,
ladies.
This isn't an argument. We cannot accept this as an argument at all, because I can also say I've seen many women without hijab being bad-mannered, and I've seen many women without hijab being good-mannered as well.
Yes.
It is not just an anecdote. It is not a scientific evidence that we can use as an argument.
Yes, you're right. Maybe he or she has seen some people who observe.
Unfortunately,
maybe
yes.
On some occasion they have.
No, it is possible, dear Sheikh, because we have Muslims and mu'mineen and mu'minat, faithful people who look like faithful people, but do not have good manners. Again, yes, unfortunately, we have this problem. it shouldn't be this way, but that's how it is, unfortunately.
Yes, you're right. But the point that I want to add here for my dear listeners, brothers and sisters, we have in verses of Noble Quran, two verses at least, referring to the point to the Islamic law of hijab.
Right.
So the hijab has been mentioned in the verses of Noble Quran. Let me share one verse, which is in chapter Nur, verse number 31. Right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُزْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Tell to the faithful woman to cast down the looks and to safeguard their private parts. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ ذِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. And do not show off the beauties except what is appear from them, referring madhahara minha, maybe referring to the, you know, face and the wrist down of the, when
right.
you know
the
it
hands.
Is allowed the yes. hand of the, you know, ladies, which are allowed to be shown to other people without any right. lustful intention. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal yadribna bi khumurihinna ala jiyubihinna, draw their scarf over their bosoms, referring to
their chests. Yes,
to the chest. This, according to this, you
which
know,
is funny enough. We see that this ayah again is always relevant, of course, but we are seeing its misdaq, its implementation again, because we are seeing that people are unfortunately again starting to wear the hijab and they show their necks, their chests, unfortunately.
No, this ayah, when he said that, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَا بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جُيُوبِهِنَّ, is referring to the point that you should cover all your head, even your bosoms.
Exactly, okay? And some do not do that.
Of course, yeah, I know that, because if you refer to the context of the revelation again, and the practice of the ladies before Islam, or in the beginning of Islam,
yeah.
These wares came to complete that, you know, hijab that they had, a little hijab that they had.
Right.
I wanted to have, you know, complete hijab for
because
the
because back then, Sheikh, the Arabic tribes, they did actually wear a, do not want to say it is a hijab, a scarf on their heads, because a hijab is a full set. But they did actually cover their hair. But the problem was that you can see their faces and necks and also parts of their chests.
Mm-hmm.
Which unfortunately is, we still have some people who dress in this way, unfortunately.
Yes, of course. But we are talking about the verses of Noble Quran. Of course, this verse in Surah, in chapter Nur, referring to one part of the hijab. But
right.
we have other verse in Surah Ahzab, referring to the jilbab, which is a more complete hijab for the woman. But after all, the point that I want to make here, we have the verses of hijab mentioned in the Noble Quran, and it is our part of religion. And of course, we know the philosophy of hijab. It has been mentioned in the same verses, taking why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized on the hijab in order for women to be protected. And of course, the value of the woman to be safeguarded, and many, many other, you know, mental health of the woman. This is one of part
right.
of the
yeah.
Philosophy of hijab.
Many reasons, other, especially
many
with
reasons,
this new yeah. Me Too movement about sexual harassment and abuse. So many things that the hijab solves, actually.
You're right. But the final point that I want to make here for my dear listeners, I would like to ask them to go to the, you know, philosophy and the hikmah. Of course, by philosophy, I mean the hikmah and wisdom behind the Islamic laws, and try to understand and grasp those wisdoms, and to very, you know, by embrace, very kindly accept and embrace these beautiful laws of Islam.
And with that, dear Sheikh, we will unfortunately have to end today's session because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for his time today and for his insightful knowledge. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn. وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن
لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن